We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, splendid viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you're Bird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 82 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Amphion, channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV.
In Bogotá, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company.
In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos.
In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar.
In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10.
In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc.
In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Tele Reliquia.
In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
And in Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A.
In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
And in Zona Atlántica, Siquieres, Batán, and Pocora, channel 59 on Cable Caribe.
In the Dominican Republic,
Interio El Rio en Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. En Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional en Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Daegang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzarh, in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutur, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a United Arab Emirates charity distributes school bags to over 40,000 youngsters without parents. In good governance news, buildings in the Indian city of Mysore are required to be access-friendly for people with disabilities. In veg news, the delights of the plant-based diet are highlighted in Innsbruck, Austria. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 20th, distinguished Albanian poet and writer Naim Fasheri is remembered. Born in 1846, he passed away on this day in 1900. He was very influential among Albanian writers in the 20th century and is considered by many to be the national poet of the country. Writing in Persian, Greek, Turkish, and Albanian, Mr. Fasheri published 22 works. He is known for his philosophical and spiritual themes, which highlighted love for his country and the harmony between various faiths. During his lifetime, a number of his poems were sung as folk songs. May we continue to be uplifted by outstanding poets such as Mr. Naim Fasheri, whose exquisite use of words leaves a profound impression on our minds and hearts.
Flying news. Floods displaced over 100,000 in southern China. Nearly 140,000 people were evacuated and 1.3 million affected as a new bout of heavy rains caused flooding for the second time this month on the southern island province of Hainan. Some 200 villages in the cities of Haikou and Wenchang were inundated, with 2,000 buildings damaged. Meanwhile, local rivers swelled high above danger marks, even as more than 70% of Hainan's 1,100 reservoirs were already dangerously full. Local governments and the Ministry of Affairs have sent a team to coordinate relief operations and have set up tents equipped with daily necessities, and the State Disaster Relief Commission issued a disaster warning as Super Typhoon Megi headed toward the nation.
Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with government officials to see if more assistance is needed, asking also that they go, if possible, to render aid to the flood victims, saying that emergency funds are available as required.
Our gratefulness for the initiatives of the Ministry of Affairs and all Chinese governments and personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt concern. With heaven's grace, may such weather intensity subside as humanity strives for gentler, eco-stabilizing ways.
Thailand swept by floods. As of Tuesday, October 19th, at least 13 central and northeastern provinces had been hit with flooding following days of unrelenting monsoon rains, with 7 lives claimed thus far and more than 1 million people affected. The heavily affected Nagun Ratchasima province was faced with the worst flooding in 50 years, prompting Governor Rapi Pongbupakit to declare a disaster zone in 21 of its 32 districts. The central government dispatched troops, police, and volunteers to rescue and evacuate residents, many via boat, as well as delivering food to the flooded communities and to those stranded in locations such as Maharat and St. Mary's hospitals. On Monday, Prime Minister Apisit Wechachiwa went to assess the situation and assured that all necessary relief operations would be conducted as soon as possible. Meanwhile, in the central province of Ayutthaya, officials evacuated 92 endangered elephants for their safety from a popular tourist area known as Elephant Village.
Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please see if the provincial governments are in need of any help, and to go if possible to offer aid to the most vulnerable. Conveying her sympathies and prayers, she added financial assistance is available for urgent needs. Our appreciation, Your Excellencies, and all Thai officials, personnel, and volunteers working to ease the situation, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate concern. We pray for the protection of the Thai residents, both animal and human, and that such extreme conditions subside through humanity's kinder care of the earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Good. Ethical Investment Fund launched in Australia. Melbourne-based financial planning company Ethical Money has established Cruelty-Free Super, a fund committed to investing only in products that uphold human and animal rights, as well as environmental protection. Managed by the bank Credit Suisse, the fund's founder, Mr. Lee Coates of the United Kingdom, is an ethical investment specialist whose socially responsible funds managed over the past two decades have consistently shown higher yields than their conventional counterparts, which Mr. Coates attributes to the rigorous research process involved in ensuring the ethical standards of the investments. Bravo, Mr. Lee Coates and Cruelty Free Super for this caring investment initiative. May its humane intent bring peaceful and abundant yields to benefit all involved.
Los Angeles Veg Society launches. On Saturday, October 16th in California, USA, the LA Veg Society was inaugurated with festivities celebrating compassion for all beings. The group is headed by a board of directors that include animal activist Yogini Libra Max, Positive Television CEO Prabhat Watam, actor, filmmaker, and mixed media artist Nick Tyler, Kevin Lean, creator and designer of the Vegan Collection, and entrepreneur and philanthropist Adi Gill, who graciously hosted the event. Supreme Master Television spoke with some of them at opening celebration.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. So Supreme Master Television, you guys have done amazing work around the world, and we're so happy to have you guys here.
It's an idea that I've personally talked about for years now, and it's fantastic to see it finally coming to fruition, as you can see behind me.
So what the LA Veg Society is about is it's Los Angeles' opportunity to bring lots of different organizations together. They come up with big campaigns that will help promote vegetarian veganism and health and nutrition to kids and young adults all around the country. Starting in Los Angeles, we want to get television commercials on major networks, we want to get billboard ads, we want to do radio commercials, and we want to come up with campaigns that we're sure are reaching the largest audience possible.
Prabhat came to me and said, Adi, I'd like to start this Veg Society in Los Angeles. I thought it was a good idea. If we can start here at my house and they can come out of here and say, you know what, it was a great party. We did not kill any animal for that. So maybe we can live good, healthy life without doing it.
Featuring delectable vegan food along with lively music, the event also celebrated the expanded goals of introducing more people to the benefits of the cruelty-free lifestyle by creating a regional veg business resource guide and easily accessible online information. Noble ideals enthusiastically welcomed by all attendees.
I have been living in the Los Angeles area for about the last 18 years, and it's been wonderful to see many amazing vegan events in this city. And tonight is the kickoff to many more coming up soon. This is Andy Marr saying, be veg, go green to save the planet.
I think it's a great thing to have this to bring awareness all across the world and within our local community as well.
I just think, you know, the more the merrier. We're going to get the word out, and it's going to save a lot of animals' lives, and it's going to change this world.
Congratulations, LA Veg Society. Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Woo! I'm Adi Gill. Be veg, go green, to save the planet and save us.
Go veg. Go peace veg. On the planet.
Be kind to animals, always.
Hats off, LA Veg Society, on an auspicious start in the name of compassion. May your resourceful and life-affirming spirit encourage more and more people in the community and indeed the world to choose the ever-rewarding vegan path.
Hi, my name is Kevin Lean. I'm one of the executive board members of the Los Angeles Veg Society, and I'm here to say, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Be veg, go green to save the planet. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet. Lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.
Chilean President Sebastian Piñera begins European tour. Arriving on Monday, October 18th in the United Kingdom, President Piñera received a warm welcome as he began with visits to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and Prime Minister David Cameron. Prime Minister Cameron affirmed the UK's continued friendship with Chile, while President Piñera recounted the recent rescue of 33 trapped miners as he also vowed to improve worker conditions and to ratify International Labour Organization, or ILO Convention 176, which focuses on health and safety regulations in mining. The Harvard University-trained economist also gave a presentation at the London School of Economics, where he was greeted by a standing ovation as he arrived to speak of the country's current events. Our respectful congratulations, Your Majesty and Your Excellencies, for your cordial visit. May such amicable relations bring many fruitful rewards of friendship and prosperity for the benefit of all your fellow citizens.
Reclusive millionaire in Switzerland leaves fortune to animal charity. The neighbors of Mr. Eric Maradpour did not know much about him, saying only that he seemed polite and that they often saw him walking with his best and perhaps only friend, a faithful canine companion. When Mr. Maradpour passed away in October 2009, his great love for animals came to light as it became known that he left his entire fortune of approximately $9.5 million to Switzerland's Society for the Protection of Animals, or SPA, from where he had adopted his dog 3 years earlier. The funds will be equally distributed among 9 SPA shelters in the southwestern canton of Vaud, where Mr. Maradpour had lived. SPA President Mr. Samuel Debreux noted, "We are very grateful. It's an incredible sum. They tell me that this gentleman lived a very modest life and was a committed vegetarian. We pay tribute to the humble and faithful friend of animals, Mr. Eric Maradpour. May his generous legacy grace the lives and hearts of many animal friends with life-saving opportunities and the comfort of forever loving homes."
Save our planet. Planet heading for dangerous 2020 emission levels. Scientists have already forecast that if global average temperatures increase beyond an average of 2 degrees Celsius, the Earth will face catastrophic effects from climate change. According to Plugging the Gap, a recent report issued by the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, the planet is currently warming at a rate that would result in temperatures far exceeding this 2-degree limit.
The report stated global greenhouse gas emissions under current policy settings could be up to nearly one-third more in 2020 than what is needed to avoid catastrophic climate change. It went on to identify a series of recommended actions that would reduce emission levels to the level calculated as necessary for a temperature rise of 2 degrees Celsius or less. These include further emission reduction goals, especially by industrialized countries, as well as improvements in land use and forestry practices to ensure environmentally sustainable agriculture.
World Wildlife Fund, we appreciate your concern and confirmation of the urgency with which we must act to avert catastrophic climate change. May such information motivate us all toward the rapid adoption of planet-protecting measures.
During an August 2009 video conference in Thailand, Supreme Master Chinghai sent an urgent plea to world governments to do everything necessary to save their co-citizens from global disaster.
To all the leaders, I call on them once more to put their love first for their countrymen and women, and for all the children to accept with courage the deed that must be done. To use the mighty power in their hand and trust it by people to save the world. The global livestock industry is now contributing as much to global warming as the energy sector, or even more. And I know it contributes at least 80% of it. But if you allow me, I honestly say that what we are doing and planning now is not enough and not fast enough. And I bid you the courage and faith to do more and faster. Lead the wage change. And please be quick. Our days are numbered.
Save Our Planet. Architects apply structure cooling concepts from ancient Arab municipalities in the construction of Abu Dhabi's Masdar City in the United Arab Emirates, which plans to provide zero carbon homes for 50,000 people.
Save Our Planet. With rainfall in the central highlands and southern regions of Olak or Vietnam reduced by 70% in some areas, experts warn that water shortages are causing more salt water infiltration and farmers may be forced to reduce crop production.
Save Our Planet. Biologists report that abnormally warm waters are causing major coral bleaching and die-off of reefs in the Caribbean, estimating the damage to be more than in 2005 when 40% perished.
My friend Mimi.
We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
We're following earth-protecting, animal-free diet, and are here with a household tip of the day.
If you're puzzled as to why your basement walls are wet, here's a way to answer your question.
Try attaching a 1 foot, 0.3 meters piece of aluminium foil to the walls using duct tape.
After 2 days, examine the foil.
If there is moisture present on the outside of the foil, it's condensation.
Then peel the foil from the wall. If there is dampness there from the inside, you have seepage.
Wet basements can lead to damaged carpets and dry walls, as well as mold growth.
You can check further with your local home improvement store or online for advice on correcting the situation.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now for the World Wide Weather.
In humanitarian news, the Red Crescent Authority, or RCA, distributes school bags to youngsters without parents. The $136,000 project delivered the bags to more than 3,000 children from the United Arab Emirates and over 37,000 from 30 other countries. The RCA allocates over $32 million annually for the care of more than 56,000 orphans, both in the United Arab Emirates and other nations. Heaven's blessing, Red Crescent Authority, for your generous care of children around the globe. May all youth have loving support for many happy todays and bright tomorrows.
In good governance news, buildings in an Indian city are required to be access-friendly for people with disabilities. The government of Mysuru, Karnataka has declared that buildings constructed for public use, including offices, will get clearance only once it is assured they can be easily utilized by people with disabilities. Mysuru is leading the initiative, which will extend across the state of Karnataka shortly. Our sincere appreciation, Mysuru government, for taking care of the needs of all your citizens. We pray that each precious individual on our shared planet be treated with utmost love, dignity, and respect. Up next, a noteworthy news. Vegan Mania is celebrated in Austria. We'll let the cat out and come right back. More gracious news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, balanced news for a stable world. In Veg News, the delights of the plant-based diet are highlighted in Innsbruck, Austria. Vegan Mania, a fun-filled festival held in several Austrian cities, featured delectable plant-based foods, cruelty-free fashions, and information about animal rights and the compassionate lifestyle. Loving Hut am Kloppheimersee was among the veg restaurants serving delicious fare at the gathering. Loving Hut is a global family of vegan restaurants inspired by Supreme Master Qinghai, offering flavorful and affordable plant-based meals for the increasing number of people choosing the diet of kindness.
How does it taste for you?
This tastes beautiful. Yummy.
We love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it tastes really, really good. If the food tastes like this, and it's vegan, would you change your diet to vegan?
Yes.
Of course we would.
Absolutely.
It tastes very nice.
Tastes very nice.
Yeah. Be veg,
go green,
save the planet.
The vegan boutique, Muso Koroni, displayed benevolent clothing styles and products.
We sit here at the Vegan Mania in Innsbruck, eigentlich um zu zeigen, dass man auch als Veganer modern und hip sein kann. Seid vegan, denn es ist umweltbewusst und ihr rettet den Planeten.
A member of the Animal Way described the organization's efforts to protect our fellow beings.
Wir nutzen hier dieses vegane Sommerfest, um auch die Leute hier zu informieren, um Unterschriften zu sammeln gegen Langstreckentiertransporte für unser Mahnmal, das wir in der Steiermark in Gleisdorf bzw. errichtet haben. Dort wollen wir einfach zeigen, wie viele Menschen schon gegen diese Tierquälerei sind. Und dadurch möchten wir diese Stimmen bei diesem Mahnmal zum Ausdruck bringen.
Bravo Vegan Mania and participants for raising awareness about the planet-saving and peace-building way of living. May our caring choices quickly help to usher in an age where all can thrive in happiness and harmony.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more information, please visit
www.suprememastertv.com/b-veg.
Please join us for some humor with a joke told in Finnish entitled Terrific Restaurant.
Se on upea kiinalainen ravintola. $2 saa syödä niin paljon kuin jaksaa. Valitettavasti he antavat vain yhden syömäpuikon.
And now for our viewers' heartline on the benefits of beta-carotene on healthy living.
I've been juicing for about 3 weeks now, once to twice a day. My skin looks much healthier. I feel much more energy. Awesome. Troy from USA.
Exuberant Troy, thanks for sharing your good experience with juicing. Wishing you many more years of vibrant health the natural way. Best wishes and love to you and your high-thinking American co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your spirit be illuminated with the eternal light of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Georgia's parliament passes a constitutional amendment that transfers significant powers from the president to the prime minister and the government, which will become effective following the next presidential elections.
First Lady of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Olive Lembe Kabila, leads thousands of women in a peaceful rally calling for measures to ensure the safety and protection of women in the nation.
Tunisian Radio receives both first and second place prizes for a contest organized by the Arab States Broadcasting Union for their show Global Warming Phenomenon.
The first 332 of a total 2,460 Chinese Muslim faithful depart from Gansu, China, to make this year's Holy Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca, Saudi Arabia.
Hundreds of thousands of people attending in person join millions of television viewers to enjoy the fifth Concert for Tolerance at Agadir Beach in Morocco as many local and international stars perform to promote peace, brotherhood, and dialogue between cultures.
In a meeting with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan highlighted a wish to enhance the two countries' cooperation as he pledged his support for reconciliation and internal unity in Iraq.
The Mike O'Callaghan-Pat Tillman Memorial Bridge, the world's seventh highest, has completed construction and now spans across the Hoover Dam, connecting the U.S. states of Arizona and Nevada.
Across England and Wales in the U.K., prisons are now set to provide meal choices that include at least one hot, one cold, one vegetarian, one dairy-free, and one halal option daily.
Organized in Shanghai, China, the World Expo 2010 is the largest to date, with exhibits from 189 countries and a new record of more than 64 million visitors.
Pakistani Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi affirms his country's readiness to assist in talks between the Afghan government and Taliban members, in the hope of bringing greater peace to the nation.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.